Gemara about 5 times already. Read it again. As many times as you read it, you have to read it again. Says the Gemara, Kuf Amin Aleph. Dorish Rabba Bar Bachana, Chaticha Shal Nevela Vishal Dag Tomeh. Eino Oseres Hachatite In Tam Barote Vivekipo Vichatichas. Uki Rav Amora Alei Vidorish. Kevin Shanosin Tam Bachaticha. Here's the famous words. Chaticha Atzma. The next 2 words. Nasa Nevela. The Oseres Kol Hachatichos Kul Neshein Mina. In a certain irony, even though here's the first time in Shas where the expression is found, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, what do we say? Doesn't mean it. Can't mean it. According to Rabbeinu Ephraim, Chaticha Nas Nevela only applies by Basa B'cholav. There's no Basa B'cholav in Agamar. So he says it doesn't really mean it. We'll get to that a little bit later. But here, this is it. This is where it's found for the first time. It's found later on. You'll see on the side it says, Look on Daf Kufches. Oh, there, it really means it. Okay. This is the issue which is discussed. Okay? Fine, everything's good so far. Push up, shot. Let's chazer again. You have a piece of nevela, all right? And we say the nevela does not make any problems unless it gives time to the whole big deal. So the Rav is says that's not so simple. That's not so true. Why? Because this chaticha will land on another chaticha. Again, how it does so, let's assume for argument's sake, just to make it easy. It's what chaticha A, which is treif, lands on chaticha B, which is half in and half out. So it makes that chaticha or faketz all out. It's the case we spoke about this before in the Sugan and Tzadivah with Rashi and Nari. All right, we'll come back a few more times, but that's not the point for today's year. Once A makes B, Osir, then chanat. So on a simple level, what it means is you need 60 times A and B. So the Gemara says as follows. Oh, that's if you hold min b'shen amino. But here we're talking about min b'mino. And Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Let's chazer again. The Holy Torah says, v'lakach midama paro midama soyer, Yom Kippur. Everyone knows, even a city boy like me knows, that a cow is bigger than a goat. It has more blood. So what kind of dama parva dama sar? Let's say that the dama sar is batel barov. This is the beauty you see from here, chidish neira. Min b'mino is not batel barov. If it's not batel barov, there's nowhere else to go. B'mashu. There's nowhere else. On the level of Darius, there's nowhere to go. You and I all know the number 60. Everyone's 60. 60, of course, is what's called min b'she'en omino. I put a pig into water. So this taste of the pig in the water, that's called min b'she'en omino. Yeah, the phrase a few times. But min b'mino, it all tastes the same. Blood is blood is blood. So you have 2 choices. 2 stark choices on level of Daraisa. But mash, either it depends upon the rove or mashu. Nothing in between. We'll get to later. On a rabbinical level, they can say that min b'mino is also b'shishim, because you're confused with she'en omino, which that's what we pass in Allah, that in between view. Fine. We're now talking about a level of Me'ikir Adin. Let's go. One more time. What does it say over here? Rav holds what? Min b'mino lo batil frek the Gemara. Last 3 lines. Ma'iria ki nasan tam. We say A gave tam to B, so you have problems. Why? Afilu ki lo nasan tam nami. Even if A did not give taste to B, as Rashi explains. Afilu lo nasan tam, read the Rashi. Bechaticha shebet sida. That it touched right away before the rest of the other chatichas. Lo batla nami, the nevela gufa minayui. For lo batla, why is the Gemara saying that A gives taste to B causes problems? If A just touches B, gives a mashu into B. Well, gives 2 answers. Answer number 1. Amalei hacha b'maskinon b'shakidei v'silko. Rashi le'isur, you took away A. The silik wrote that any juice that A gave into was taken away. And now you have B left. Okay? And now you throw in, says Rashi, Kodem Shiita and Acheros Bikideri. You throw in a whole bunch of stuff afterwards. Hilkoch. Nos notam barishona. If A gave taste into B, Harezu Choseres Vios Rasa. B asks everything else. Maybe mean a little button. V ilav. If A gave no taste into B, B'mai Mitzri. How will B answer the rest? Vashmina the chaticha atman asa nevela If A gave taste into B, B becomes a shtick nevela, tazer all the rest, C to a billion, the Mimina Bamasha will play toss. That's Gemara and Rashi. Gemara and Rashi. Oh. Says Tosis. With this chazing again, this is Chazara Shah. We do Chazara, Chazara, Chazara. Vishakin and Vesilko, S is fine. Vim Tomar. Lomali Shekhaticha shall have to keep the time in Anavela. I feel the Nosta Tan Nami. The Bimino says because she's the most obvious kasha. A gave taste into B, so then that starts the whole thing into motion. No! Even A just gave a mashu into B. Rubaina Shalom. Omer Rabbeinu Tan. The Nehi, the He, Gufa, Mitzra, Bakoshu. B is also if it touches A with a Koshu. The Komagam Lo Arminon. Shetas and Avela, Lesser Kolach Eris. Kevin Shiatz Lo Nestra, Eli De Koshu. Do you know what the Postman call this? Tre Mashu Lo Arminon. Tre Mashu Lo Arminon. That first glance will say, who cares about Tre Mashu Arminon Lo Arminon? We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Kamat all the Rishonim Paskin, that Min Bimino is Bidoraisa, Batal Barov. Bidrabbanan, you require a shishim, not mashu. So you'll ask, why all the... I mean, it's very nice to learn pshat. Rabbanan say, you will find, you have to learn Torah Lishma. You have to learn it up. But you'll also find that even the Torah Lishma, often in your day, has some case where it comes to mice. At first glance, they're tumbling about an opinion we don't even accept. Rabbi Yehuda's min b'min lo batla. We don't pass in that way. So what's Rabbeinu Tam? It's very nice Rabbeinu Tam said what he says. We don't pass in that way. The answer is, who knows the answer? Who knows the answer? The answer is, Rabbi Osai, as a general rule, we don't accept Mashu. But there are notable exceptions to that rule. Anybody know? Pesach! Rabbi Osai, the most famous thing everyone knows. Come on, you. Who learned Pesachim here? Who learned Pesachim? Didn't she learn Pesachim some years back? You get that far? I think it's that Lamed. Some of the Chabtes Lamed. The Gemara has a coin to argue, so Chometz b'Pesach is b'mashu. And almost always shown and passed away. Shult is not. And it's accepted in Shulchan Aruch. It's b'mashu. So that's what's going to come up in real life. Pesach comes once a year. And all of a sudden the standards change. We have to know this whole sugi. You have to know Klar. For both sides. Now we have to sukkah. What's today? Taste Tetzvav? What's today? Tetzvav Cheshvan? No. We're 1 month. 6 months from Sukkot to Pesach, already 1 month in. Tetzav Cheshvan. We have only 5 months to know what to do on the first day of Pesach. And we're learning right now over here. Gotta know. And by the way, first day of Pesach is Tetzvav. When? Till when can you eat chametz? Can you eat chametz until the sun sets on Pesach night? Who knows? Chatzos. With the rice and chatzos. We've had some rice going to the Rambam. And can you really eat until chatzos? When you have to stop eating? Okay, fourth hour. I'm saying this not just to test you on your general knowledge. It's going to all come up when we discuss these things as we go. Okay. Baruch Hashem, the general knowledge here is good. People haven't they heard of Pesach. They know about they know about Mashu and Pesach. They know about Chatzos and the fourth hour. Baruch Hashem, people have a good fundamental knowledge over here. And if something you don't know, raise your hand. Lo Abay Shalomim. Yes, sir.
Where is the
source?
Is that
Dama Par or Dama Sar? That's the source. That's the source. There is no other source. Dama Par or Dama Sar. Were not for that, we would all say Batel Barov. No taste, it's all the same taste.
Right, so can I bring that as a proof that it's possible that no saying Tam is usher normally by other Midrashim.
Well, that's a question of Tam Kiker. That's the next big sugya, which is, I mean, that's, don't even think about Tam Kiker right now. We're still holding in October. You have 3 months to worry about. That's end of January. That's the plan. We start the next month with Tam Kiker, which is the beginning of Hilchos Taruah. Simen Tzadiches. Coming attractions. But We're going to try to downplay that whole, it's going to come up a little bit, can't help it, but the details is way off in the distant future. See out of the Shemaim. Okay. Rabbo says, everybody with me? I hope you're with me so far. So, Rabbi Natam didn't fully explain why, Trei Mashal Arminan, why? We don't understand why. We have this principle, Trei Mashal Arminan, but we don't understand why. We don't know why. Why? Do you know why? Anybody here know why? Okay, so, if you remember from yesterday, you should have at least give me some kind of semblance of an idea. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, everyone open the Shulchan Aruch. Our boss, it was Hashem's help. You have a Shulchan Aruch. He tells us what to do. Simon Tzadi Bey, that's our Simon. Oh, is it our Simon? Okay, I told you, don't get scared of long things. It's not that we don't have to worry about it. I'll just read you to save time. We're going to read a pre-Megadon that we saw in Shir yesterday. We're going to chazim it again. It's Mishpatzot Zov, commenting on the Taz, Sif Katan Tezayin. I told you yesterday, it's easy to remember. Taz. Easy to remember. The Mishpatzot Zov is quite lengthy, but don't panic, only going to be two lines. And I think you have it a little bit in bold. It's called O Kosav Hataz. Betray Mashu. That's the phrase which we keep talking about. Avoyer. Hinehu Zal Sover. Dover Hanesa B'Mashu. Ein Koch B'Mashu. Lotes L'chutz. Afa Yedei Rotev. Stop right there. The Prima Gonim explains why it is that if A made B Asa B'Mashu, why doesn't B make CDF forever for Mashu? The answer is, nothing leaves B. Doesn't leave B. What's the famous principle we keep talking about? We said everybody's going to have to memorize it. Rabosi, let's go. Who? Ein ha-nesa yochol lesar, ela b'mokam sh'yisra atm yochol el-sham. I know it's hard to memorize, but there are different versions a little bit. That's how we call it. So here, A made B, sir, and you want B to make C and D. Can't. Because Ein HaNesa, which is B, Yochol Lesser, C forever. Ela B'mokshe Yisr Atzmo, which is A, Yochol Elok Shom. A is stopped in its tracks. Stopped in its tracks. Doesn't budge. We read I don't want to go again on the board from yesterday. We had Rashba. We read Klora Rashba here in Chulin, who seemed to say something along these lines. That's why this principle, and he explains according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim, we're going to come to momentarily. Fine. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Beautiful. Now, the Prima Gona goes further. V'teda, the hochin hul Rabbeinu Ephraim, the sover, ein chaticha nasis nevela, vishar isurin. V'rab, here you see it black and white. The Omar, Chaticha Nasa Nevela, Lav Dafka! Don't take it from me, take it from the Prima Gadol. It can't be Dafka, that's against the whole Rabbeinu Ephraim. Agamog's expression is Lav Dafka. Ela Sheyesh B'Koach Lesser Acheros. That's all it means. It doesn't mean Chaticha, it has the power. Okay? Fine. So what does it mean, Rabbi Osai? So what does it mean? If it gave Tam, so if A, when we say Tam, A would be all the same Tam. You can't taste anything. Tam means 1/60th. Because a lot of stuff comes from A to B. A lot of stuff comes from A to B. It gets out of B and goes into C, etc. And creates all kinds of issues. Otherwise, can't get in. It's a simple that Pasha can't move. The Masha. So I think we see him yesterday. What's the school of physics that the Rashba attend? What is this? Why shouldn't it get in? Why not? That's a question which was raised, right? So we started saying yesterday that perhaps he never really meant it. You know what? I have an idea. You have the Hebrew books and get that for me? I like you to see things inside. We go back to one of our favorite Svarim, the Megillah Sefer. Ah, one of our favorites. Okay, you get it on your computer, or better get it on this computer, and see inside. Always good to see things inside. While this is going on, Rabbi Osai, while this is going on, let's continue with Tosfos. Rabbeinu Ephraim haya omer mitoch kach, da'afilu ki nosna botam ein ahet anas nevela, she'yitztarech shishim k'neged kol achaticha, ela k'neged Yisrael b'lua. Rabbeinu Ephraim is saying, if pshat in our sugi would be chanan k'pshuto, then there would be no answer to this question. It doesn't really mean it. Hilkoch, l'rav d'yomahocha, d'min b'mino lo botel, she'chatichas heter, Kivla tam and anavela, choshev aisu kilu hu be'ed v'yoseres kol achatichas b'mashu. Avikilo nosna anavela tam ba lo hoiso seres achatichas neshen mina sherei ein sorg levat lelo haisu levat v'kevish lo nosna tam b'chaticha havi aisu kemand the lesson lo havi kilu hu be'ed lo osa achaticha rishona she'na heter nasi aisu lo osa shachatichas period. Only by, you got me? Very good. Okay, good question. You have to add 18 to the 18 is the magic number. Whatever page we're looking for, you have to add 18. Okay, let me get you the right page. You'll add 18. Side of your base. There we go. Let's not panic here. Okay, let's take a look over here on page 51 plus 18. 60 now, try that. Yeah. Slow. Take a look. Now that we have the Sefer in front of us, let's take a look at both sides. The Al Pizeh. Ah, you know what? I like to see things inside. Let's see, instead of looking at Megillah Sefer, let's look at the Ran that he quotes. The Ran that he quotes is found at either page Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, for those who have the old-fashioned Ran, or Kuf Gimel, going into Kuf Dalet, in our, most of you have, the Oz V'Hodor edition. In the Ran. Kuf Gimel, going into Kuf Dalet, or Lamed Vav, I think it may be the first wide line, I think in Lamed Vav, maybe. He asked Tosfos Kasha. Whoever has Kuf Gimel, it's the last paragraph. If you have Lamed Vav, I believe it's on the first wide line, you know, after the indent. Right. So it's the Ika Lameda. Is it there? The word Ika Lameda on that line? Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, the old print. Are those words there? Ika Lameda?
Yes.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Those of us who are blessed with big print that can actually read, it's a new paragraph. Vika Lamedak says Toysus Kasha. Hacha. Came under Rav Rabbi Yehuda Svirle. Love Elisha Titan. Tam Bechaticha. Da Filu Bemashu Nami Mitzro. Came under Min Mimina Lobot. Toysus Kasha. Toysus Kasha. Then he has another Kasha. Oh. La Baye de Mukila Bashakina Vesilko. Love Elisha Tam Bechaticha Asanas de Vela. A Filu Willow Armina Chaticha Nas de Vela. Came in Shanesh also Chaticha. Oh, Sarah Shachatir has been played as also Yisrael Shemim Mimino. Forget Chanan, you don't need it. V'li Nira, this is the fundamental answer. The Kol Shlonos and Tam Bechaticha, Afalgav, the Mitzra, Lo Choshev, Isura, Lememeba, Chaticha, Atzma, Nasas Nevela. V'chol She'eno, Nasas Nevela, Eino, Sarah's Kol Chaticha's Kul. And why? He didn't answer yet. He didn't answer the question yet. Mashu is a Mashu is a Mashu. Didn't answer yet. Now comes the answer. The Afal Gav the Omer for us is page Kuvdal. Rabbi Yehuda, Min Bemina Lo Botil, Lo Shamina Lehochi, Kol Shetam Acher Shel Heter Meurav Bo. Whoa! What do those words mean? Min Bemina is a Gzeres Akosuf, Dama Par V'Dama Soyer. Rabosai, it's a Gzeres Akosuf. When it's not comparable to the source of the Gzeres HaKosuv, it doesn't apply. Simple as all that. A is b'mashu into B. A is treif. B is only a hybrid. It's a new word today. Hybrid. B is a hybrid, 99.9% of which is kosher. 0.1% is treif. No, but so what? Mashu is a mashu. Yeah. Since it's a hybrid, it's not like the amasoyer. And therefore there's no reason to assume it's going to be it's not bottle barov. What a great chiddush. This could explain for us what we saw, in Tosfos. Could explain to us a little bit. This is why the only way out, we'll have to see the details as we go, but let's just leave it for the moment what I just said, and we will come back to our first future discussions. So we said until now, the Prima Gadim said the reason why Trei Mashal Arminan is because why? Not the Rad's reason, give a different reason. His reason was, A gets into B all right, but B simply can't get into C. Eina Nesar. Why did the Rad say Eina Nesar? Why did the Rad say Eina Nesar? You know why? I told you already yesterday. He denies it. He denies it. Let's take a detour and start from the very beginning of the Rad. I wish I were. I'm not fazed by lengthy neither should you be. Not this Rad in the seventh parak. The lengthy Rad at the end of the eighth parak, page Kuf Chavav or Mem Gimel. Mem Gimel. Rabbi, I have a question before we see Mem Gimel. Yesterday in Shia we got the Daf Kuf all the way to the Mishnah Kuf from the Beis. Am I correct? That's for sure we got that. We didn't halfway through the Tosfos. We didn't open Kuf Ches, just briefly. Let's, before we keep one hand in the Ran, I put a bookmark on the Ran. Let's see the Gemara brief, the Mishnah. Just the Mishnah. Kuf Ches Amin Al. Just the Mishnah, Pasha the Mishnah. Rabbi, I'm sure you plugged it through the Makaris. By now you've seen this Mishnah. Let's see it together. Mishnah says, Tipas cholov shenofla ala chaticha. The whole discussion is chaticha, half in the water, fully out of the water. Im yesh bo ked benos in tam, bo osa chaticha. If, what? If, you can taste the milk in this meat, osur. What's osur? What is osur? I'm asking the most basic question. You learned Mishnayos, you know, in elementary school. Osur. What is usr? What is usr? I'm asking a question. The chaticha, that's what I would say. Tosfos says like you. Baruch Shekivanta. Tosfos. Take a look over here. Tipas cholav shenafla chatichas basar. Im yesh benosim tam basa chaticha. Neseres. Ksha chaticha kula chutz rotev ari. Okay. L'chein misharinan be'osa chaticha levat latipa v'lo b'shar chatichas shem d'cholosh mefapea al kol chaticha v'ein mefapea mechaticha l'chaverto al yadei nir v'kisu, which gets the rota mixed in. The famous rule, it doesn't go, goes to Gemara. Yileim alo nir klal amai kol chatichas asuras miv lebola miv lepola. So what's he saying? This is the Shitas Hari, that it won't go anywhere, it won't leave that chaticha without rotev. It'll get through the chaticha, but won't get past the chaticha. This is the famous opinion of the Ri. Everyone with me so far? So what's also the chaticha? But this is old news for us, Rav Osai. We haven't read this Tosfos in Shir. We had this a long discussion back on Sunday about Amud Beis. Half in, half out, the Ri Rashi. So we know about this a little bit. Okay. Now we're going to see how the Ran is not a fan of this Tosfos. This is the Ran on page Kuf Chavav. Or Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Don't panic, Rabbi said. Don't panic. It looks very long. We're going to take little small baby steps at a time. Yes, sir.
I just have a question in C. Is once meat B becomes this hybrid,
right?
Now, what power does it have? Let's say, does it have the power to be no same time as meat C? If it's sort of like half us or half mother?
Oh, there's no question that B itself can give time to C. But the question is, can B give the power of A into C? That's the issue. That's the question. Let's take a look at both sides. I know we have things on the board. We're going to go nice and slow. If you go slow, you can accomplish a lot of good things. Around the very beginning, he quotes the Mishnah. Okay, and he quotes the Gemara. Rav Anav Kuf Ches is the same thing as Anav Kuf. Kevin Omer Rav, Kevin Ostam Chaticha, Chaticha Asnas Nevela, Voseras Kol Chatichos Neshe Mina. Now here it really means it. It's Basel Becholov. Pirshu Betosus. The Rav Pirushim Mefarash the Masnissin. We Masnissin Ud the Kamafik, the Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela. Dochi Katani, Tipas Cholov, Shanafla Chaticha, Shoisa Omedes Bekadero. Lemala Menarote, Rabosai. What does that mean in English? It's above, it's perched on top of the waterline. This is she sorry. In Yeshua Benosan Tam, Bosa Chaticha Asura. The milk will make that piece of meat which is completely above the waterline prohibited. Asura refers to what? To the piece of meat, like you said, Moshe. You mamash, you learn Pshat and Tosis correctly. Vitarta Kamashmala. Chodo. Shekolosa Chaticha Mitzarefas the Vatla Tipa. Fishi Nichneses Mispashetes Bekula. Okay, this little drop of milk will spread throughout the piece of meat which is perched above the waterline. The afal gav the cham b'cham b'yisur she'enu shomein she'en mefapea kol she'en barota v'en osa yosem yigdei klipa klipa something, a tila a little, we saw this is Tosfos Tzadi Vav, yeah hani mili b'chom shol tzli v'chayot zibo ava chaticha zu kevan she'omedes b'kedera v'toch she'esh bo hevel v'lachus. There is wetness, the steam in the general area of the pot. That's Kiddush Nifla number one. That normally, Rabosai, normally, a drop of milk will fall on a piece of hot steak lying on somewhere in a dry pan. There's no wetness there. There's no water. There's nothing. Dry. It's totally dry. Dry as can be. We would say it stops after the klipa natila. Here, because it's in a pot, and down beneath there's some water and some stuff, it causes it to get to the bottom of that peat. That's Kiddush number one. Kiddush number two. Kamash Malan Tzu. The Dafka Osa Chaticha Asura. Avashar Chatichas Mutaras. Elam came near Sakadera. Why? Find the Katonin to say for near Sakadera. Yeshua Ben Osam Tam, Osa Kadera. Asura. Koloma. Shemnir is a kadera achash osa chaticha kiblatam and achatipa. Chiai gavno. If yesha benosim tam bosa chaticha, the shah chaticha shebekdera asura, the chaticha asnas nevela, binushishim kineged kula. Panadam arav, chaticha asnas nevela, uvashanir is a kadera. This is Shidas Atosis to read, as the Ran explains it so beautifully. So beautifully. Oh, beautiful. Mamish beautiful. Beautiful. Gavaldik. Gevaldik. I'm skipping the next paragraph because it's just to save some time. And it's time for Vishamina. This is paragraph number 3 on Kuf Chavav. If you're in the old edition, just skip a few lines. Vishamina mimasnis and I perusha. As we saw already last week, we saw some of these in Yonah. She'isr lach she'nafal b'chaticha she'omedes chutz l'rotev she'isr mispashit b'chol ha'chaticha. Aval eino yotze mechaticha lechaticha. What I wrote him. That's what we saw. We saw two things. Filo teimachi. I feel it below near as a kadera. Havi motzi lemisni. Shem yesh benos in time and a chaticha bos a kadera. Asur, everything's awesome. Fine. He quotes him on kufches. Yileim lo near klav lo kisa klav. Miv lo bolim if it lo polit. The mashra she'ein isu nifle mechaticha lechaticha. Because mashra near. Here it is. It's a famous expression. Ein bolua yotze mechaticha lechaticha bolo wrote him. Neo creates Rotev. Rabosai, all these expressions we keep talking about, you find in black and white. You got to see it in black and white. Here it is. Yes, sir. The tipa, the chiddush of the Ran is, if there's liquid in the pot, even if you're above the water line, the tipa will get into the entire full piece, not to the next piece, unless you're underwater. Yes, sir. Nir makes it underwater. Right. Push up shot. Says the Ran. The Ran took physics one. Rabosai, in University of Gironi, that's where he came from? Right? The Ran? Right? At least in Gironi, right? It was a university town, no doubt about it. A very, very advanced society in Spain in the Ran's day. So in his university, he couldn't believe the Ri was in the backward country, somewhere up to northern France, they say, we took physics. Next paragraph. This is ridiculous. To my time, a name of Shia Islam is Pashid Becholachaticha, Fafilu Gasa Kama. It'll be 10 feet. That's not carried away. It'll be a foot thick on both sides. Who's ever seen a piece of steak, you know, a side of beef that's a foot? Who's ever seen it? 12 inches. Ever seen it? I've seen it. Okay? It could be a foot. You go to the store, you buy a piece of big side, it's a foot. Okay? It's going to milk, it's going to go to a whole foot of meat. That, yes. A whole foot. Yeah, no problem. No problem. Yeah. For lo ye yotze mechaticha lechaticha, vafilu bedaka shebedakas. Contrast that big piece of meat, a foot, with a piece of salami. Rabbi will say, how thick is salami? Slice of salami. How thick, who could give me an estimate of how thick a slice of salami is?
Quarter
of an inch? That's a lot. I think that's a very high estimate, if you ask me. Eighth of an inch. Okay, that's just somewhere in that range. Okay? So you say, oh no! It can't get from salami A to salami B. Never, chas v'shol. What university did you go to? Duran asked against the ring. What are you talking about? Look inside. Lo yotze mechatira lechatira afil adakas shebedakas. Hovare lo mistaber. Doesn't make sense to me. Doesn't make sense to me. That's kasha number one. Good. Is everyone with me so far? You have to look inside the words. If you have any questions, raise your hand. I'll explain it to you. V'yod. Shafilu nomar. Okay. Granted. Okay, granted. The mils of the psikti. Shena yisi yotze mechatira lechatira liolam. Means below rotev, mikomakom, he atzma poletes migufo lesocha chaticha smuchala. It itself gives of itself to the next door neighbor chaticha. Vitesa v'plitosa came in the svile chaticha atzma nasis nevela. Whoa, myridik, basta becholov chaticha nasis nevela. I don't care if the milk doesn't get out. The meat itself should answer it. That's the Ran's kasha. What a Tosfos answer in 11 words or less? Come on, guys, get with it. Ain anes yochel less mon yozar. The tirtz of bazeh tafil lemanda machatich asin as nevela. Ain oseres alibam makom sheister atzmi yochel dispashet. That's his version of the 11 word mantra. Tisha bechol makom sheister avahetem dispashet yachad. Chashvina af pleitas ha'hetek pleitas ha'isa came b'shul misarivimah. Abba mokum shen isa yotze ein ha'hetek levad oser. And how? What's Tosfos' proof? Come on, guys, this is a chazara for the fifth time at least that we're going over the proof of Tosfos. Oh, the ad infinitum. We saw it ein ledav sof. We saw it in the Rashba. We see it. We see the same thing in the Ran. You have to keep chazaring, Rabbi Oser. Yilo teima hachi roseach etzli shana matirin beklipa. Neima she'osa klipa nasis nevela v'oseras ha'smuchala u'shniel ishlishis v'chein li'olam. That's mamash the words of the Rashba. Can't be li'olam elavada ha'inu taima she'keva and she'ein b'lias ha'isa mispashet elakadei klipa mochel shel heter hayose me'osa klipa eina osra samachlo, because it doesn't contain anything of the original. Moses told the second raya, salting meat. V'zeu tam hechshem lichas basa shafa pisha melech bolei amidam v'nasa chatichas nevela v'amelech nosen tam bebasa, and melech can be tasted even if less than 1/6. It's what's called avila l'tam. It's very, very powerful. Afilu hachi ein abasa nesa v'kach kevan she'ein adam oser nivla bebasa, for whatever reason. Zeh das rabbeinu Yitzchak zal Tosfos tzariva. This is the famous reading. Says the Ran, I deny everything you say, Reed. I deny your physics. I deny your lumdus. I deny everything you said. Next paragraph for us, the end of the first column. Abel ena mechuber, the cave and the kaimelon chatich atz and asas nevela. The efshel sochto osur koloma. This is what he's explaining. Efshel sochto osur, what it means. We'll get to it again in more detail. Shafilu hoya efshel leisur. Sheyisachet v'yetei mechatichazu. Even if it would be possible, even if it's possible to get all the original milk out of the meat. Afilu hachi chaticha asura. That meat's going to remain us no matter what. The Rav Achi Svirle, kmo shiyisbo v'samach. Kevin shekein, hare koma shechaticha zu shel heter poletes. Whatever comes out of the meat, forget the milk. Forget the milk. Whatever comes out of the meat, iser gomeru. Darmina da filu haya efshal iser sheyistachem in a heter, afilu achi aser. V'kevin shukegufa iser, lama lo tesa chaverta v'play tosa. Haknish with ein ha-nesar. Ein ha-nesar may work in some other isurim, maybe. But now when it comes to basa b'cholov, because basa b'cholov, you know, there is no nesar in it. Nesar, iser, it's all the same thing. Rabosai. Ein ha-nesar yochol esar, moshe iser atzo. That means if you have iser, which is pork, and nesar, which is cow, piece of kosher meat, there's a nesar, and then there's an iser. When it comes to Basa B'chol, there's no Nesar, there's no Easter. It's all the same thing. It's everything became one shtick Easter. There is no Nesar as such. I'm on column 2 now. Kuf Chavov. I'm still in Mem Gimel Amud Aleph in your print. Raya. Then we can say, okay, that the Dam gets Kolab and Melech Legarmi. He's a chiddush in physics that when the salt pulls out the blood, it makes it evaporate, disappears. Okay, fine. V'chein Mashi v'yurayim and Atzli. No, nearly. Rabosai, whoever remembers the very first shi of the year, I think we went to this rock. The very first shi of the year. You'll say, how? What? How do we get so advanced in the first year? Look what comes next. The came and the chaticha atzunas and the vela. That's the most important word. B'siyata d'shmaya. Ein orim kein. Ela dumya de basa b'cholov. Derech bishul. Do you have derech bishul in brackets by you? In the old edition. Is it in brackets?
No.
Yeah? No?
Not in Bar-Ilan.
Not in Bar-Ilan, not in brackets? But your edition is also not in brackets? Why is it in brackets in our edition? What does it say on the side? Nosaf betfus achra. Now you know why it's in brackets. Well, tfus with an al Amsterdam. I don't know what al stands for. Again, eladim de beruch basa b'cholav derech bishul. I guess it's repetitive. V'ein bebasa b'cholav klima min haTorah can't exist. The derech bishul that's for Torah. Meiridik. His answer to kasha malicha too. Why do we discuss this, Rabbi Osai, the first day? Who remembers? Yes. What's derech bishul? Is tzli included in bishul? This ran is a riot at no, and therefore, since the whole idea of basa b'cholov in shari surim is of chanan b'shari surim is based on basa b'cholov, doesn't apply to basa b'cholov and derech tzli doesn't apply to shari surim either. Boom, that's it. Boom, finished. Boom. Either Gemara says mifat lo polat. No, hanimidu leman desfirle efshel sochto muter. Okay. Efshel softo mutter in the Liangas alumnus, the Kevin Shekane, Ein Chatichazu Shekibla Tam and Acholov, Nidonis Kachatichaz Bosser Osser, Alakacholov Shekibla Tam Imenu. If the Moyas Akasha, Mifel Lo Polta, Fishacholov Shabbat, Efshel Shaino Yotzim Mechaticha Lechaticha. And therefore, if it goes out, Nibishen Amino, etc., etc., we pass in Efshel softo Osser. Even without anything, everything should be also. Why? Lo near klal, I have my blokisa klal. Again, I have it in my brackets. You have blokisa klal in brackets, or yeah. Not? Yes.
Yeah.
Now you know where I'm up to. Armina de kevan sheguf hayeter shachatira zu nas iser oseros kol chatiras kulam nein shein mina de kevan shekul namlos v'kadeira k'sheish bo hevel v'leichus. Again, I said before hevel v'leichus. Therefore, Rabosai. Based on all these sentences, he said chidush and niflah one after another. Tzli is no basa b'cholov derais. Ein ha-nesar is wrong. It has to be wrong because it's based on basa b'cholov. It's not joy basa b'cholov. Why? Because efshel softo is aser. He's going to, and the reef factor over the skinny with the fat. He attacks the reef. He tapped the bottom. This rock. So what's the pshat in the Mishnah? Look what he says now. Lefichach nira devrei Rashi zal. I have a little vav. If you look at the Vav, you have something on the side? It didn't quite say that explicitly in Rashi. You look at him, it's not so clear. But he understood the way in Rashi. A new pshat, Rav Osai, have to look up Art Scroll. How did Art Scroll try and translate the word of the Mishnah? The word called Asur, or Asura. What is Asur? Harezu Asura. We have to give us Asura, Lashon female, Lashon the Kamen. Zu Asura. What? What did you say before Moshe? What word did you use? It was a komatei at the end. It's a female. What word did you use? I said before. What is us? You gave me the answer. The piece. Why is it a piece in Hebrew? A piece? No, a piece. Chaticha. Chaticha. Rezu Asura is chaticha. There's another word floating around here, which is also ends with an O. What's that word? Kedera. What does he say? The pshat in Rashi. Rashi can say it explicitly. Chaticha Asura. Again, in Yesh Nosu Tabos Chaticha Asura. What's Asura? Kolomar. Hakadeira kula, chaticha atzma nasas nevela v'oseres kula meshen mina. How do you like that? How do you like that? A revolution here. The Ran created a revolution. We are now going to stop reading the Ran. Why? We read our half a page. We can't get overwhelmed by the quantity. We're going to take the Tosin, split it into pieces. We take the Ran, split it into pieces. And piece by piece by piece, Lineta, in due time, we'll read whatever we have to say. Yes, sir?
Let me just say the reason why the Ran says...
I'll tell you 100% why. We'll read it again. Let's first read it again in the Ran and explain it to you outside, as we said. Kedei was also totally awesome. Why? Mechaticha atzun asa devela, voseres kulon, meshen mino. What does that mean? That means that it's true, even if it were to be true, even if the Reese physics are true, that the milk doesn't go out, I don't need the milk to go out, as long as the meat goes out. Ain't beluyo sibilarote, but the meat is the meat. The meat's going to go out. Ain't anessa? Beh! No such thing as ain't anessa.
And that's going to make the pot impossible.
So everything's going to, when I hit the pot, I don't mean the metal. I mean all the meat that's in the pot.
Kedera means
whatever, there are 50 pieces of meat in the pot, that's what it means. Yes, sir.
Doesn't Rashi say explicitly that he
was closer to Chaticha? Says that Rashi says. Yeah. But if you look at the Sardar, you're right. I don't want to get into that right now. Yes, sir, Moshe. Correct, Abuda, right. Is Iran passing Abuda? No. This all is according to Abuda. According to Abuda.
Is he saying the whole mission is according to Abuda?
No. Rav is going according to Abuda. That's he's so smart, Moshe. He caught me and what I skipped. I can't, in fact, with the Talmidim in the Shum, I can't get away with anything. I skip something and it comes back to haunt me. That's the paragraph Umiyu. You have my edition? I can't even show where it is. It's Umiyu is what I skipped before. Miyu my dekama v'oseras kol hachatichas kula mishum demin b'mina lo batel svar de nafshehi svidek rabbi Yehuda de mahochi lav perusha de masnisin. See what Moshe said? Moshe mechavet to the Ran. Mamash, we have gedolim here. You look up and see you're mechavet to the Ran. No, you said exactly what you La Pirush de Mastis. That's not what it's at Kanabosi. We're just giving him a lot of background. He read part of Tosfos, we read part of the Ran. So many beautiful things that we've seen already. Okay. Any questions before we just finish part one of today's shiur? Any questions? I'll take them right now before we start part two. Finish part one, we're gonna start part two. Any questions? So far no. Let's now turn our attention to this beautiful thing called the Megillah Sefer. Oh. You know what? No. Before we get to there, let us turn our attention to the Nekudas HaKesef. Oh. The Shach. If you think that the other sources are long, wait till you see this. Nekudas HaKesef, as we know well, is the Shach's complaints and arguments against the Taz. This one may be the longest Nekudas HaKesef that exists. And for all I know, I'm not an expert in Nekudas HaKesef. It certainly has to be in the top 10. Let me use that American expression. Rabosai, on that Taz, Sivkot and Tezayin, which the Taz said what he said, explained Trey Mashu, the way he said it, he says as follows. The Shach begins Nekudas HaKesef by saying, Ein dvarav nechonim bekama dinim shonim. It's a rhyme. You got a Gemara Gadol. When you're not even looking, making a rhyme. Ein dvarav nechonim bekama dinim shonim. How do you like that? Here's the poem continues. Kama mashi hisik arabot chayaf for the levush for the tvisha malabach hella kim shonim. Help us show what's hella kim shonim mean. It's full of baloney, right? You got bad fruit. Yeah, so you got the what's little pshat? What's a kim shon? Kim shonim. What does it mean? Oh no, I don't think so. You look it up in the dictionary. Whatever it means, it's part of the rhyme. You know, when you have such a long piece, you start with a rhyme. You know, so you just get you into the situation over here. A long story. The fundamental issue is that the Shach made up a whole new story out of nowhere, out of the clear blue sky. The Shach said, the Pshat, in Trei Mashu Lo Arminan, is something which is amazing. What's the Loch on Pesach? How did it start, the Kudus HaKesef? Chomet BePesach is called the Taz. The Yisr Mashu Shloba the Rabbanon. If we are maker by Trei Mashu by Doraisa, Kavachoma by Trei Mashu by the Rabbanon. Trei Mashu by Doraisa is according to Rabbi Yehuda and Mimina. Trei Mashu by the Rabbanon, Chomets by Pesach. So certainly it's okay. Says the Shach, you know, when the Shach gets stuck, he starts to add allies. What the Taz said, let's read, take from the beginning. Barosh, start from the very beginning. Masharot Saloma. The bechomets bePesach shen espasha leMachaticha in a mashu, v'chakach leEspasha osh chaticha in acheres, ain't no seres bMashu because Trei Mashu the Taz is right, Trei Mashu lo arminan, says the Holy Shach who dava tamua. Why? And you think I'm crazy? Look what he says now. V'shaalti lekamo rabboni kishishoy ugdolei hamorim. I asked a number of elderly rabbis and the greatest of authorities. For kulam amru pecha unanimously, shemei olam noagin lesa kol atarovis. There you go, Taz. You're wrong. Remember, the Taz is older than the Shach. You have to understand, the Shach lived a fairly short life. The Taz was born before the Shach and lived after the Shach. Right? There are even those who say, I'm just only saying this to wake people up in the middle of a shver hashir. There were those who say that the Taz, because he was got such bizyonis from the Shach, and he had bizyonis to arichas yom. So in case you ever get Brzionis, Rabbi Sai, call this the school of Arichas Yom. Don't you, okay? We all get Brzionis here and there. A school of Arichas Yom, according to this story. I can't give you my guarantee, but take that it's dried. We all get Brzionis. Maybe you get from your mother, so maybe you get from your wife, maybe you get from people. According to this apocryphal story, Brzionis is good for you. It's good. I mean, the Chofetz Chaim passes that it's good for you. We don't even follow Mishnah Berurah. Chofetz Chaim and Sefer Shmiras Haloshon says that Bizyonis is the, if someone is Mevazi of Yisurim, should do a dance. Mefurish and Shmiras Haloshon. I don't have time to go into it right now, but it's Mefurish there. So I'm just telling you in passing to give you a little bit of Divri Agoda, not Agoda, this is really Halacha Lemaisa more than Basa B'Cholof, but Divrei Musar, I would say, in the middle of a difficult Shir on Basa B'Cholof. And he quotes back and forth different sources. And of course the question becomes, why? The Taz is right. The Taz is right. Trei Mashu lo arminan. So the Shach has his own unique pshat in Trei Mashu, which we'll see later is very difficult. Very difficult. What is his pshat? Pshat is as follows. Do we see a line in the Ran? I want to go back to a certain line which is in the Ran, which is also found in the Nekudas HaKesef. The same exact line, but he took it in a different way. The line is going back to the previous page in the Ran, in the seventh parak. I'm going to turn back to that one line. One line. It's the line which is a critical line to explain why A, which asks B, B'mashu, can't ask C, B'mashu. It's the top line on Kuf Dalet in our print, and I think it was on Lamed Vavam and Aleph in the old print. What did it say? Even Rabbi Yehuda holds me b'mina lo botel. The top line, mamash, page Kuf Dalet. Lo shaminin lehochi Kol shetam acher shel heta me'urav bo. How did I explain it to you? Dama parva dama soyer. They have to be, it has to be by itself. When it's not by itself, it doesn't work. Right? That's how I understood Pshat in the Ran. The Shach, Nekudas HaKesef, has the exact same word over here. He says, quoting from the Ran, presumably. Oh, I don't see the word Ran in here. But he quotes different sources. It says as follows. To lo shamin and Rabbi Yehuda, the bemin bemino lo batel, elak she'oso minu shal isol levado, avolo, and he adds one slight word, kishakoach acher meurovo. Rabosai, who ever heard of the phrase before, koach acher meurovo, in a different mesechta completely. No, different mesechta. No. Baba Kama. Who ever learned Baba Kama here? No, Shlomo, what's Koh HaMurubo? One of the four of us, the Zikin, is called Koh HaMurubo. Only Eish, correct. Eish, the definition of Eish. The wind blows it. Koh HaMurubo. The Bashach Nukola Torah Kula Baal Peh. So he threw in the word Koach. Did the Ran have the word Koach in it? Rabosai, the Ran Kuf Dalet. Kol Shetam Acher Shel Het HaMurubo. So the Shach paraphrases Koach Acher Mu'urubo. Okay. That's very nice. Okay. Here's a new pshat. Since also mashu mu'urub al chatichos ene mu'urubin, imkein ein min ze domo lechaveiro. A new pshat. The reason why there's no din of min b'mino b'mashu according to Abiyuda, it's not b'mino. It's not labeled as b'mino. Because B has a koach acher meurovo in it, and therefore cannot ask a C. C is pure meat, and B is meat with a belief from A. And he quotes the Ran. Kinanashe. He quotes the Ran verbatim. Tam shlata meurovo. Good. After quoting the Ran, Adkan Lashon. Everyone see it? I hope you're inside. Adkan, he quotes the Ran we just saw again. Then he adds the next line. Avol chometz b'pesach b'tavshil. Kevan de ose b'mashu. Bain b'mino, bain shalom b'mino. Ah, Rabosai. We pass on halacha. Chometz as b'mashu, mino and shalom b'mino. You can afilu tema. To kevan shekoach akash shel het murabo, choshe bain omino. Doesn't help. Mikoma koma oser b'mashu afilu shalom b'mino. So the drisha and the bach are right, and the taz is wrong. Meir dikashach. Sounds like you have. If you don't, Shach sounds right. Now I look at the carbon at the Megillah Sefer inside. After we saw the Shach, he's going to quote it. Rabosai, look, where are we over here? Oh. Al pizayish. That's before we get to the Shach. Ish lahavin gamas divrei Rabbeinu Ephraim. Everyone looking inside. This is huge print. Everyone can read it. Hamuvoy betaisis shuochiach misugyon tlarmin and chanan b'shari surim. How did he prove? It's so good to see things in contemporaries because they talk our language. They talk our Hebrew, modern Hebrew. I mean, it's not quite Tel Aviv Hebrew, but it's modern rabbinic Hebrew. Okay? The Imkain, Madua b'nesar ayadei mashu lo nomar dechaticha nasis nevela v'yoseres kol hachatichos kulon. Yeah. Ulefi dato, the Rabbeinu Ephraim, Bemes lo din chanan, hatama balua b'chaticha, hu atzmo oser b'mashu, avok shlokiblo achaticha tam, b didn't get tam from A, ein b'koach o isra balua lesser, umishum d'nechshav kemisha eino, if it doesn't exist, we'll see later what that means. Masheng shekiblo achaticha tam, does nechshav isra, kilu b'en, what's pshat, based on the Ran, min b'mino, Rak nimsarak b'ofen shayisu hu be'en. Das Rabbeinu Ephraim. Kshiyesh b'chaticha shir shal nesinas tam. Ozu nechshav kilu be'en. Mash'en kem b'she'en bo shir zeh. Uvezeh cholok Rabbeinu tam. Lefi Rabbeinu tam. Av kshiyesh bo shir shal nesinas tam. Nechshav kemi she'eno. Kevin shu bolua b'chaticha. Ve'en b'kocho lesa b'mashu. Elarak ayadei shechaticha nasis nevelet. And Agamar is kipshuta. But Rabbeinu Ephraim disagrees. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, no, we don't apply chaticha nasis nevelet at all in our case. Fine, we'll kill him. Aval hashach. We'll have to take a flashback soon. Aval hashach benekudas hakesef ruach hacheres harsima. Who haven? The kavanas de ve'aran. The me'achar ve'ho'oser me'urav u'balua b'chaticha nechshehu ke'eno mino legabi ha'nesa v'l'chein eno oser v'al pizeh hol rashach din chodosh she'bisurim she'osim b'mashu gam b'shalom b'minam gon chomas b'pesach yi'adin d'mashu ha'balua b'chaticha oser b'mashu v'hiskin imo ha'mogon Avraham. Pshih, chidish nifla v'naira, trey mashu amin on Pesach. Says the Megillah Sefer, using his own brain. Here's a contemporary scholar, using his own noodle, arguing with the Godol HaGdol Kol HaDoros HaShach. You have to love it. But you know what, Rabosai? We are commanded to use our noodles. The Vilna Gaon said, don't believe anybody. Use your own head. Now, you have a Shracha cup, so you'll think the whole world's going to think that you're out of your mind. But the Megillah Sefer is a Chochem Afursim. Maybe he's right, and the Shach is not correct. He says, if Divrei HaShach ain't a move on him, he doesn't understand. Derei HaKol Me'oso Amin. Physically, it's all meat. A, B, and C are all meat. U'madua Ede Sha'isim U'ra Beheter Nech Shavu L'min M'shen Amino. On a physical basis, meat, and meat. What kind of Amino is this? And he throws it for good measure, and I'm going to go very short of this. When it comes to this, way down the road, in Simon Kuf Beis, that's who knows, hopefully before Pesach. Hopefully. It has to be. Pesach talk, Purim, till we get to this. Od lefidiri haran, bin the Durhamdun Beis, the world famous Ran, yotze beduk lehepech, sheba isa ma'ura beheter, hu nechshav yosel imin bimino, legabe aheter. The Ran is a famous piece where he says, mimimino is not purely physical. It's also halachic. And that's why I explains it. Mina, I can't go into the details right now. It's about Dabash Eshla Matir. That's what comes up. Anyone know this? Anyone have heard this round before in his life? Guys, you will hear this later on down the road, and you will know it, you'll understand it. Now I'm just talking to you a little bit in riddles. But it just adds, if you want to make on your computer a note for Shchodesh Nissan to look back into today's shir, into this page, you'll feel, hopefully we know, but then we'll have a better idea what he means. And the Yad Yehuda and others say, it's a Shvera Shach. Everyone with me so far? This is so far what we're doing over here in this sugi. Very nice. Beautiful sugi. Oh, but I think that while we're on this particular topic, I think it behooves us to go back a little bit. Previous. What happened? Oh. This is what's called Be'inyan Trey Mashu. Quotes the Gemara. Rakam Chaticha Kil B'Shir Shonisinus Tam Menevela Oz Nasas Yatz Menevela. By the way, who remembers from yesterday? Which Gdola argued with Tosfos on this point? Who remembers? That the word Lav Dafka. Who said it? Ramban. I showed you Ramban in the Mechamas Hashem. Just means they're next to each other, probably missing this time. You have to keep reviewing. Okay. So Rabbi Natan learned from here.
Does that mean that the Rabban will train Ashu always?
Yeah. Is a lama Rabbi Natan. The Chaticha Shenetsu Ayadei Mashu Ein Orim Olea Shateyasa Nevela Lesser Acheris. The Ran explained. Why? It's not important enough. Prima Godim says, Chanan Bishari Surim, Mishum Lasa. We had the word Lasa we had yesterday? The power of the Bosa B'cholov, Vishomenu also Elabidasinas Tam. Very nice. Avodayan Kosher. Lomeli Klaladin Chanan, Madul Lo Din the Chanan, Lo Yeser Yisra Belua Bechatichos as Kola Chatichos. This is the Kashrus we saw in the Ram. Who needs Chanan to begin with? So the Ran asks his kasha, right? The Vina is Xeris HaKosuf, Dama Parva, Dama Sor, Unemel be'ofen sheyisu be'en lo kashu ba'lua. Right? Fine, there's no din of mashu. This explains Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Shach Shver. Fine. Uve'emes betaz mevuah shelo k'divrei Hashach. V'gam b'chametz b'pesach trei mashu lo arminon. V'chaticha shebolo mashu chametena oseras adcheres. V'shita zataz o'ikol ledina. Yes! Have some merub at least, okay? Why? To be mashu, don't say chanan. Ulo din shechanan ein isa b'lua also be mashu. To rak al isa b'en nim salonu de also be mashu. Fine, it's great. Great. Oh, this is a good chazara for yesterday's shiur. Watch what's coming out. Watch what comes now. Pri megodim chavazah shebekiv eger kuvav. We saw this yesterday. Those have a good memory. We saw it on bekiv kuvav yesterday. Anupshat. Rashba. What did Rashba say? Kodeh ben Ephraim. Hamashu abalua bechaticha ein also mishum. The mashu abalua bechaticha ein bo koach latzeis lechutz. It won't leave. The rak shechaticha mekabel shir shon esinas tam oz yesh bekoach abalua latzeis v'lo boven shon b'liya muetes shnei bekoach latzeis. Lufi data. So gam das rabbeinu tam shemashu ein also bechaticha v'lo chein ein also ein also. But the gufa hasiba shemashu ein also chanan. The whole of Yisra and Yotze Arminon and Hanesar v'chule. Rashi Kibla Achaticha Tam Yotze Yisra Miachaticha Shech Lomachana Mash Rabbeinu Ephraim Hochiach Mikan the Lo Arminon Chanan Varekan Yesh Sibu Miuchedes Do Yisra and Yotze Vein Hanesar v'chule Tzorach Loma. This is Yichazor of yesterday's Shia. We saw it in Begivega. Rabbeinu Ephraim Eino sober as a klal shall ein hanessa. Right, that was yesterday's shiur. If you know ein hanessa, you're left with one inescapable conclusion. You don't say chanan b'shari surim. V'sover shim hoyel din chanan b'shari surim. Hoyel tzorach lesor. Gamim eino so gamim al yisur eino lechemo. V'apizeh kosul levar divritas hataz. Gamim chomes v'pesach tremashul armina. Shum degam lefi rabbeinu tam. Mashu ena yotze mechaticha klal. They claim that Rabbeinu Tam and Rav don't argue with the facts, and they say that's a pshat. But the Shach obviously quotes Rabbeinu Tam holds mashu is yotze. Ela she ena osim mishum the nechshav ena mino shel lehetter. Chol bezim ad kan direchron. Very nice. It's beautiful. Rabbosai, we're swimming in the Yama Talmud over here. Let's chazer again. Does a mashu come out or doesn't it come out? So yesterday with Kivege he reviews for us over here. That they say pshat shemashal armina, nothing comes out. Zero comes out. If zero comes out, then Rabbosai, you have a couple of options. One is ein hanesar, zero comes out. One is no, we deny ein hanesar. You don't say chanan mishari surin. That's exactly the thrust of Rabbi Kiveg. Al pizeh kosef prima gadol lechadish a chiddush nifla. The heter lach shenesa b'mashu. Nas and Nevela, Kun Yayan Nesach, Shanuffle Yayan Shal Hetev in a special emo, Bachakach Nuffle and Amino, it's Tachu Shishim, Kineged Kolatarovis Arishona. Why? Look carefully, Rosa. The Kolasiba Shemashu and also Hanan, whom is Shum the Eno Yosef Mechaticha, Vena Nesav, Hule, Mashenke, Venis Arvalach Bulach, Shubispashe, Dema Nesar, everything gets spread equally. Shaper yeshlom and akol nasal kenevela utzrichim shishim kenegad akol. Again, one drop got mixed into 50 drops of a liquid. The 50 got mixed into 1,000 drops of a liquid. Chanan, you can't say over here that doesn't go out. It's nothing to go out of. It's all liquid. There's no chaticha. Av shebigemar avodazar mavul gabei anesach shenafel atoch habor ein akol nasal kenevela sagad bekim shulman lebatla yai nesach. Yeah. Hayne mishum shaya below bishul ve'eno nas and avail at all. It was cold. Avo v'nis bashel yachad nas and avail gam ayde mashu kevin shumu ura rabosai. Next, yeah. What's your question?
Meaning if the whole issue with liquids is that it's totally mixed, like what do you need bishul?
You need bishul to make it like bosom, to say chanan like bosom b'cholof.
Why? If the only problem was that the it couldn't get out.
1 second. Het alach l'spashimo ad kan torv devar. The kvarheir yadihuda. We'll come back to it. Shechidish zeh shel aprim egodim nistam idivrei tosis v'arosh. Why? Shehein be'emes kosvu levar. This is yesterday's shir. We're going to open the tosis in a second. Masha'ein kol habor nasa nevela ayde yai nesach shenaf l'socho mishum the mashulo osa nevela u'mavua de gam balach mashulo osa sa nesa nevela av shiv sim spashi ima nesa. Let's read it in tosis. Rebbe say open to tosis. Let's see it inside. Inside! Inside, Rabbi Osai. Come on, open up to the Tosis. Kuf Amud Beis. Kuf Amud Beis. Kuf Amud Beis. Line 4, the last wide line. On top. Ubi Eshloma. Tohos of Marek Egon. Shalohoya Shem Yainesach Editin Tam Bishal Heter. Shibabor. Velo Nesar Eli Adei Kol Shuhu. V'kevad lo havi ela mashu lo aminan chaticha atzma nases nevela kide perishus liel. What does that mean? What does that mean? Trey mashu lo aminan by liquids. It's a mefurish against. What's the guy? Hold with me. It's a mefurish against what the prima godim said. What makes matters much worse? Ha prima godim atzmo. Hey, be divitosis. Vochiach me divrayam lehepech. Lonis barak hamanoso. Vien kamokal maharech. I already told you in my edition of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Prima Godim says this big spiel, this big deal. The Tosis didn't say that on the side. I read it to you. It's footnote Mem Beis on page Sadi in the new edition of Shulchan Aruch. He says, look at Tosis. Shetirzu came with Tzarachi and Godel. Prima Godim said that Tosis didn't say this. He did too say this. He asked the same question again. I have a teretz. I'm not into my teretz yet. Don't ever give up on the Prima Godim. We took a vote yesterday. Let's take another vote. It's very close to election day. Now both side. Who thinks the Prima Godim forgot to turn the page of Tosis and see what they said? No one votes. That smart boys, they don't vote that way. So when they went stuck, Tosis did say what the Prima Godim said he didn't say. It's a chpilei ploy, what would you say? Prima proves against the Tosis that he's quoting. That's his question over here. Lone is, we don't know what he's talking about. I think I do know. I have a teretz. But I'm not telling you my teretz now. So we're going to take one thing at a time. Slowly. Al kolponim edivir rishonim muchach shesvarsu ben etam demashu lo osa chanan ena beglal shemashu ena yotze mechaticha vena neser. Yeah. Hello, the gamma mokom shabar shiyotze ain't bekoch mashal asis chanan. Gam besvara ain't a muva. Madua mashu ain't a yotze mechaticha. For a gam shir. This is your question. Physics. This man, I give you my word, never went to college, but he knows physics like you know it better probably. There I got you a physics major. Okay. God, I want so. There I got a shir shen esinas tam murkav meharbe mashuhuim. How you like that for a term? Many mashuhs. V'yafim noma shekamos tana shabliya nisreches bechaticha ve'enu yotze mimenu v'tzorach kamos gedola shabliya k'dei shetetze mechaticha ena muvan madu akavu es hashir dafkem yeshu k'dei nesines tam bechaticha ma pitom. Why should that be 1 in 60? Why should that be it? Why should that be it? We don't understand what's going on over here. Gamad has remained a frayim kashaloma shesora shemashu ena yotze mishum sheni yotze mechaticha v'yim kein. Mahi ochachoso she'ein din chanan b'shari surim v'ulai eino osa mishum she'ein anessa v'chule. Yeah, I have been a prime argues on ein anessa dochuk. He should have said so. Not only that, but the Rashba says that ein anessa, and the Rashba holds like a ben Ephraim. The Adulias is kasha too. There are many questions, Rav Osai. Many questions. This is, we're really in trouble. Umikoach kol, wow, how do you have to be so blue? Umikoach kol tanas halalu, hoyaniri yoser, shalo kedivre raboseinu achronim. Like today's chachamim, we're sitting in the room over here. What do they say? Uveemes mashu gamken yotze mechaticha. Elo? She ain't bekocho lesser b'mina b'mashu. Mishum,
Shachidish Mimamina also Bemashu, Neser, Rak Shu Be'en, Falok Shu Balua, Ukemavur Bedivre Haran. Ah, the facts are a Mashu is Yotze. Oh. Now we start Chafala, which is where we have to get to. Rabosai, fasten your seatbelts. Umashadain Sarah Beer Lefizet. Rabbi said, this is Chazara, a third Chazara on what we saw in Tosis. Maybe it's the second Chazara. I want to see it again. Before you see it here, I want to see it inside. Open to the Tosis, Rabbi, on Kuf Amud Alf. We have to see things so many times. It's not enough to see it on screens. I'm a big believer in old-fashioned ink, paper. Gotta get your head into this. Kuf Amud Aleph and Tosfos. We had Rabbeinu Ephraim. We read the first part of Tosfos. Rabbeinu Ephraim says there's no such thing of chatichanas in the veil of Bishari Surim. He doesn't really mean it over here. It's a borrowed term. For Kasha the Perusha, the Rava the Mishani. And we have to see Rava inside. Let's just see the Gemara inside. Rava Amar. Rava said the last two words on Kuf Amud Aleph in the Gemara. What's bothering us over here? The Gemara's kasha. What was the Gemara's kasha? Rabos min bemino. What did Nisina's time for? What was the first answer? Kada v'silka. So Torah says, so what? So they gave their terutzim, the various terutzim, whatever it means. Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim. But Rav has a different terutz. Afilu tema. Turn to the Gemara kuf min beis. Lo kada v'silka. Have min umino v'davar acher. V'chol min umino v'davar acher. Salek esmino k'misha'eno. What happened over here? We just push up shot in the words. Rabosai, who remembers my beautiful show and tell from yesterday? Guys, here it is. Again, same show and tell. Two chatichas. This is Aser, this is Mutter. Okay? So what happened? You have A and B. And the Min-Bimino, okay? They both meet. At the end of the day, what happens? Gets filled with water. Water is Ein Amino. Okay? There's enough water to be Mevatel A, the Shtik Isser. Not enough water to be Mevatel B. You with me? Let's read the Gemara again. Min Mimino Dabarachet. Besalek Esmino Kamisha Eino. Forget about this Min. Vishaina Mirabal Mevatel. So Rashi explains. The last Rashi before the Mishnah. Rashi explains. Voseras hakol meshen mina, v'lo matzu chatichas levatla. Afa pish yeshem yosim ishishim, v'rot levado ein boke levatla shneem. The last word, the most important word, shneem. You have 60 times this. Don't have 60 times this. Since this becomes usher, you need 60 times both of them. What does this indicate, Rabosai? In five words. Come on, guys. First word is chaticha. No? Next was Nasa. Vela. Bishari Surim. It's a Beferish Gemara. Rabbi said, the Beferish Gemara. Gemara says, I have this piece, right? I have 60 times as much water in it. Very nice. But it doesn't help because I have to count 60 against this piece too. That's exactly Chanan Bishari Surim. That's Tosis Kasha. Back in Tosis, Rabbi said, you have to go slow. The Kasha de Perusho. The Rav of the Mishani, I feel Tamer, Lo Kona Vesilko. My Mahani let the Katika Shalet, the Shanesra Mitchila, Vanas in the Velum. Hello, the old man, Sarah Shishan Barote, Velikade Levatel. Katika Shal Nevela Levadel, I mean, Shishan Levadel, Shah Katika Shal Nevela, Michel Heter, Shanesra Yoda. That's just my Kasha. What do you need? 60 times the left fist, only the right fist. His answer is a bit of a dochak. What are the answers? Via Shloma. Banavelo, the Yeshir Barot of Levatlo. Hear what's going on? because this thing shrinks, so do we have to contend with this one? Yes, it's up to the full shrinkage, because it gave it time. Had it not given it time, we would not have to contend with this, only with this. If a mashu of if it would only be a mashu of trade, we would have to contend with it, only because it's a nesina's time. I hope you're following me, Rabbi Osai. This is all I said to the first toast. I didn't say anything else. It's Pashim Shad toast. Now, Chazara number 3. Meduba bechatichas nevela shet stamka. What's it stamka mean? What? Dries? What's tzimukim? Raisins. It's dry grapes, right? When it dries, it shrinks. Gets smaller. At least up to the point of the original shrinkage. If B only got a mashu, so we can ignore the mashu in B, Rabbosai. When we're measuring that the water should knock out the remainder of A, you need not to be concerned with B at all. Umizel achor amuchach, shemashu eino yotze mechaticha, v'lochein eino mitztaref li'isur. Why? Diyim ne'oma shemashu gamken yotze, ela she'eino choshev lesa b'mino b'mashu, hol v'eino b'en, eino muvon. Madua shlo yitztaref l'nevela, les eserotev, she'eino mino. Rabbi Kivega says, you see from here, that Mashu Eino Yotze Klal. Can I ask a simple, basic question? EF Shalit Samtein. If the water has 60 times A, how can it not have 60 times A plus Epsilon, as you mathematicians used to call it? I was a math major many years ago. Is it still using Epsilon? Yes? Still using it for its division? No?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me make sure I'm not outdating myself here, man. Yeah. So, to me, but he claims that Biki Vega says it. So what can we say? Let's go next. I think my Balabatisha Teretz is so simple, but leave it. He's stuck with his kash. And the Rashi himself never said Masha never went out. Never said it. He said, what did he say? Ein bo kok kredit in tam ki ilu eino ba olam. We saw that expression, I think, yesterday. We certainly saw it. Well, if we didn't see it yesterday, we'll see it tomorrow. I don't have time to find it right this minute. Umikol zen nira mashakosa v'yad Yehuda. This is, you're going to like this very much. Dekulei alma modu degama mashu yotze mechatich. Ela she'osa pleita hayotis hi kol kach klusha she'ein b'kocha lesser acherim ho ve'ein bo ma'moshes so'iser ela rak pleita me'abulua b'chaticha v'gam ein bo estam o'iser tri'eshim o'shishim shal heta k'negda v'kazu pleita klusha ein b'kocha lesser acherim v'b'shul lesser tzorach o'es ma'moshes so'iser o'shel l'chol apochas tam o'iser havi k'ein ha'heta shal nat bar nat. Another thing we'll get to in a month from now, whatever it'll be. I'm not going to go into that right now. But there's a famous expression. We had it once before in Pezayin. Shemachas beis ha-kloshos en yochol ochol of shem shalisa. Kamach ha-klishos ha-pleita avshi ba-tzmusa asura aval ein bekocho leser acherim va-filu es ein amina en yochol olesa. When the Rashba said at the beginning, the mashu ein yotze mechaticha tzor lefarish shekavanoso Ta pleita ma'od kalusha bitziyasa vena chashuva lesser. And we understand very well. That's the Rashba. I wrote down a few notes on this Nakuda to give you some of the lashonis of the Rashba. We had it yesterday. The lashon of the Rashba was, one second. Quote: Ein bo koach lotzeis menachaticha. I asked you yesterday, what just a fact, it doesn't go out. No, it does go out, but it's so schwach, it cannot achieve
anything. It cannot achieve anything. But something went out. Why is that helpful? Well, if he's there, I'll see Shapir. Im hayinu sovrim chanan b'shari surim hayat tzorech lesser. Why? The whole of our plate to atzma yotez l'chutz zeh nechshav sh'yisr holech im anesar af shu batzmusoim b'kochol lesser acherim. Therefore, our Rebbeinu Ephraim proves this point. There's no chanan b'shari surim af shagam hu mod l'chlal she'en anesar. This is critical. Rebbeinu Ephraim holds kol anesar in anesar. And here something does go out. The Rabbeinu Ephraim is explained by the Rashba. The Rashba means not that nothing goes out. Nothing goes out in a powerful enough form to create havoc. That's Pshat, Rabosai. That is Pshat. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim's Raya. You don't say Chanan B'Shari Surim. Because Rabbeinu Ephraim holds Chanan, if it's true, would apply here. I in a Nesar. So what did Rabbi Kiva say? He denies Ein Anesar. No! He accepts Ein Anesar. But something does go out. I have something goes out. So why don't we worry about it answering something else? It's Kalusha Klusha. I have to concede the Raya he's bringing from the two fists to me is not 100% compelling, because after all, Mashu, you can't measure Mashu's anyway. But that's what he suggests. Rabosai, we have 3 minutes to go. We're going to read another excerpt from Tosfos, which we'll explain more tomorrow. That's how we have to conquer this thing bit by bit by bit. Back to Tosfos Kuf and Aleph, just the last few minutes. This we skipped before, and we have to see it now. Rabbeinu Ephraim, Olav HaShalom. Look at that. Where do you find Olav HaShalom in Tosfos? I guess they're such an important rabbi. Olav HaShalom, who may be Raya Mehodam Eliel, Daf Tzadi Ches. Rabbi, everyone look inside. Tzadi Ches. Ha'ukazesa de Tarba. I'm 10 lines up and Kufa Manal. The Nafala Dikula de Bisra. It fell into a Dikula de Bisra. What does a Dikula mean? V'dikula hu sal mole chatichas shel basa raseach. V'lo oma she teyosa nevela osa chatichas she nafala olea kazayas chelef. V'tes v'shar chatichas she ein b'em shish k'neged kula. You see, you don't say Chanan B'Shari Surin. Arai Berurus Rabbeinu Ephraim Olav HaShalom. Says Tosi, you got your facts wrong. Then Misham Rai Klal. The Dikula Hainu Kalachas. Who could the Pirish Akuntras? Could rationally ail? It's a pot full of water. It's not a basket full of solid meat. It's a pot full of water. Okay, Rabosa, it's a matter of fact. What is this Dikula? If it's a basket full of hot meat, so Ben Ephraim brings a raya, Rabosai, you don't say Chanan B'Shari Surin. That the Chazayas Chel is bottled B'Shishim in the entire contents, you don't say Chanan in the top piece. Vafi, Luim, Noma, the Dikula, Husal, Kedemashma, B'chol Duchto, Ein Raya. Why? Misha, why not? Rabosai, here we're closing the gap to what we picked up yesterday. The Memanim Shach. Im ein chelem mefapea mechaticha lechaticha kemo shepirashnu liel. If it cannot go from place to place, Tosa said over there, the masal chaticha im kein ein osur ela chaticha shenafla olea chelef vashar mutaris. There's no problem if that's the case. Im mefapea mechaticha lechaticha. Im kein bedinu shekol achatichos misayeus levatel v'lor mina she teyasa nevela osa chaticha shenaflo olea chelev. Why is we got picked up yesterday? Me'acha she sofo lispashet b'kol achatichos and the rise from tipus cholov. We don't. What did I call yesterday? We don't take a what's it called, freeze frame. What frame are we looking for? We take like one frame of a movie. What's it called? Go shot? No? Still shot. You don't take a still shot. You take into account the whole process. It's going to be bottled position in the whole thing. Otherwise, Tipa Schala had made a landing on one piece of meat. It should be a disaster. This is the Yesoda Bosai we see over here. We have to yet understand further things. This Tosis, we didn't quite finish it yet. But we conquered Rabosai most of this Tosis. A few.
few little pockets of resistance, as we'd like to call it, but we've conquered most of it by going slowly. And the same with the Ran, we went slowly, read the first piece of the Ran. Tomorrow, Bosi and Shir, we're going to chazer what we said until now, make some forward progress, Mesiyat HaDishmaya, and hopefully we're going to go through the sugya next week some more, and come to some very important conclusions. I hope that everyone have a chance today and tomorrow, and over Shabbos as well, to do some more chazara on this complicated